certainly never wanted to be that girl everyone hears about and says, wow, that's weird. But I must admit, this road, while excruciatingly hard at times, has opened my eyes to truth and realities that a lifetime of study and lectures would never have taught me. The result is that, even minus my hearing, I'm a more complete person than I've ever been. Not perfect, as you will see, but farther along the road towards my potential than I ever would have been without the challenges I have faced. As I tell you my story, my goal is to share the most pertinent of these life lessons with you in the hope that one or more of them might be just what you need to hear at that crucial moment in your life. I promise I will not bore you with the tedious chronology of everything that's happened to me, but rather to show you some snapshots of those extraordinary moments when pain and truth collided, causing light and understanding to rain down around me. Perhaps what I share will help you in a way that I have been helped. And so, at the end of each chapter, I've included a page titled Making Sense of Your Rhythm, which summarizes the lessons in the chapter. It is my hope and prayer that the lessons I've learned along the way will give you hope and maybe a little guidance as you find your own unique and beautiful rhythm. John Wooden, a legendary basketball coach, once said, "Things turn out best for people who make the best of the way things turn out." If this book, in some small way, helps you make the best of the way things turned out in your life, it will have been worth it all. Blessed Are the Peacemakers, from A Sign in a Quilt Shop. Chapter 1. You Reap What You Sow. I was a first semester freshman at Colorado State University. I should have been filled with excitement of taking on a new challenge, making new friends, and finally starting to chase my dream. But something was wrong with me, and living in denial just wasn't working anymore. Trips to the doctor had revealed that I had lost 40 decibels of hearing in both ears. Unless my hearing freefall suddenly stopped, which I knew wasn't likely, I would soon be deaf. Such a realization would be hard for anyone to process, of course, but it was particularly devastating to me because of my passion for music. As kids, we close our eyes and we see ourselves as adults, doing amazing and wonderful things. Every dream I had ever had growing up was somehow connected to music. I was desperately needing my ears to cooperate, and they weren't. At first, I was worried, but as things continued to deteriorate, I started losing it. I was falling apart. Back home, my sister Katie was married. My other sister Sammy was a junior in high school, and my brother Josh was just starting high school. They were wrapped up in adventures of their own. My parents, too, had a lot going on in their lives. My mom was working for a rheumatology practice, and my father was busy on the ministry staff at our church. Of course, my parents were fully aware that something was going on with me, but because of the distance, they had no idea how fragile my emotional state had become. One day, my intuitive mother suggested to my dad to drive to the campus and spend some time with me. He didn't have a car available, so he borrowed a church van and made the trip from Longmont to Fort Collins. When he pulled up, I was waiting for him in the parking lot. I'll never forget our conversation. I was so desperate to make sense out of what was happening, to understand why God would give me such wonderful talent and then allow my hearing, the sense I would need more than any other, to slip away. But as we all know, answers to such questions are not easy to come by. People have been asking the why question since the beginning of time, often to no avail. Sitting in the van that day, we too came to the same brick wall. I remember my dad saying, "You don't have to look for some master plan here. Just stay on the path of faith." But understanding why this was happening wasn't my only issue. I was losing things one by one, important, precious things, and my heart was breaking. I had even started carrying a small notebook so I could write down things I could no longer hear. The list was growing frighteningly long. As Dad and I sat together in the van, I felt a sudden...